Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, LLM Systems Engineering Training and Building Large Language Models by Rob McKinsey, is a technical guide to the engineering lifecycle behind large language models. Rather than treating LLMs mainly as chat products or API services, the book frames them as trainable systems shaped by tokenization, architecture, data, compute, optimization, evaluation, and maintenance. Its stated scope moves from foundational concepts, such as tokens, embeddings, transformers, pre-training objectives, and inference loops, toward applied workflows for fine-tuning, continued pre-training, and training models from scratch. The book is organized around 8 major chapters and a modular structure, using Python and modern tools such as Unsloth for practical demonstrations. Its purpose is not simply to explain what LLMs can do, but to show how engineers plan, adapt, and operate them in real environments. The result is a systems-oriented treatment aimed at readers who want more depth than prompt engineering or product-level AI usage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tokenization, embeddings, and transformers as the operating logic of LLM behavior, a central topic of the book, is the way text becomes computable inside a language model. McKinsey emphasizes that LLM behavior begins with token streams, rather than ordinary human sentences. Tokenization breaks input into units the model can process. Embeddings place those units into numerical space, and transformer layers then use attention mechanisms to relate tokens across context. This framing matters because many practical problems in LLM engineering come from misunderstanding what the model actually receives and optimizes. A model does not reason over language in a human symbolic manner. It predicts and transforms token relationships based on learned statistical structure. By grounding the reader in tokens, embeddings, and transformer architecture, the book builds a foundation for later decisions about data preparation, context length, training objectives, and inference behavior. This technical base also clarifies why small changes in formatting, domain vocabulary, or dataset composition can affect output quality. The topic is not presented as isolated theory, but as the mechanical explanation behind model adaptation. Secondly, strategic planning links model goals to data, compute, and engineering constraints. The book treats LLM development as a planning problem before it becomes a training problem. Strategic and technical planning receives explicit attention because model projects can fail when goals, resources, and deployment conditions are not aligned. McKinsey covers the need to estimate data requirements, compute budgets, model size, and training approach before committing to an engineering path. This is important because fine-tuning an existing model, continuing pre-training, or training from scratch imply very different costs and risks. A task-specific assistant might require curated instruction examples, while a domain-specialized base model may need broader text coverage and more compute. Planning also forces teams to define what reliable performance means in the intended workflow. Without such definitions, training can become an expensive experiment with unclear success criteria. The book therefore positions project design as part of LLM systems engineering rather than a management afterthought. Its practical value lies in showing that architecture choices, dataset strategy, hardware availability, and evaluation plans are interdependent. Thirdly, data engineering determines whether training improves the model or reinforces noise. Data engineering is presented as a core discipline in LLM development because model behavior is strongly shaped by the structure, quality, and distribution of training material. The book highlights the work needed before training begins: collecting relevant text, cleaning it, formatting it into usable examples, removing obvious defects, and aligning the dataset with the intended objective. This is especially important for fine-tuning and continued pre-training, where poor data can degrade a competent pre-trained model rather than improve it. A dataset with duplicated examples, inconsistent formatting, low-quality text, or unclear task signals can teach the model undesirable patterns. Conversely, carefully prepared data can make a smaller or cheaper model more useful for a targeted workflow. The book connects data work to engineering outcomes instead of treating it as a preliminary core. It also implies that many apparent model limitations are actually dataset or pipeline limitations. This emphasis gives readers a realistic view of LLM development performance depends not only on algorithms and GPUs, but also on disciplined data preparation. Fourthly, fine-tuning, continue pre-training, and from-scratch training serve different adaptation goals. One of the most distinctive parts of the book is its comparison of several ways to build or adapt LLMs. And next, fine-tuning is treated as a practical method for shaping an existing pre-trained model toward a task, style, or instruction pattern. Continued pre-training is positioned differently. It extends the language modeling process on additional domain text, so the model better absorbs specialized terminology or knowledge. Patterns. Training from scratch is the most demanding path, requiring much larger commitments in data, compute, infrastructure, and evaluation. By covering all three, the book avoids the common oversimplification that every problem can be solved by fine-tuning. The engineering question becomes which intervention matches the objective. If the base model already understands the domain but needs output discipline, fine-tuning may be enough. If the model lacks exposure to a technical corpus, continued pre-training may be more relevant. If the project requires total control over architecture, data, or licensing, from-scratch training may be considered, although with higher complexity. Lastly, evaluation. Monitoring and maintenance turn model training into a production system. The final part of the engineering lifecycle concerns what happens after a model is trained or adapted. The book includes evaluation, monitoring, and maintenance, because LLMs are not static deliverables once deployed. Their usefulness depends on whether they perform reliably across real workflows, edge cases, changing user inputs, and evolving domain requirements. Evaluation provides a way to compare versions, detect regressions, and judge whether a training change actually improved the intended behavior. Monitoring extends this concern into operation, where failures may appear only under live usage patterns. Maintenance then involves updating data, revisiting prompts or training procedures, adjusting deployment settings, and deciding when another training cycle is necessary. This topic differentiates systems engineering from demonstration-level model building. A notebook experiment can show that a model works on selected examples, but production use requires repeatable measurement and continuous oversight. By including this stage, the book presents LLM work as an end-to-end discipline that includes reliability, not just model creation. In conclusion, LLM systems engineering is best suited for developers, AI architects, technical product builders, and advanced learners who want to understand how language models are constructed and adapted below the application layer. Readers looking only for prompt templates or business use cases may find it more technical than necessary, while readers with some programming and machine learning familiarity are more likely to benefit from its structure. Its practical benefit is the way it connects core concepts to engineering decisions, why tokenization affects data design, why compute planning matters, why fine-tuning differs from continued pre-training, and why evaluation must be part of deployment. Intellectually, it helps readers replace vague ideas about AI capability with a systems view of model behavior and model development. Compared with many introductory AI books, it stands out by covering the full lifecycle from foundations through data engineering, training workflows, adaptation methods, and post-deployment maintenance. Compared with narrow coding tutorials, it appears less like a plug and play manual, and more like a structured map of the field. That positioning makes it valuable for readers who need orientation before making real engineering choices about LLM projects. If you would like to support Rob McKinsey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.